Welcome back for another deep dive.
Always excited to be back.
Today, we're going to tackle how to think like a physicist.
Ooh, sounds challenging.
Well, don't worry. You don't need like a lab coat.
Right.
Or a fancy degree or anything like that. We're actually taking inspiration from this really cool episode of PhysicsNC Talks.
Okay, yeah.
And they give some really practical advice, actually.
Yeah, it's interesting. They really emphasize going beyond just memorizing equations.
Yeah, exactly. I remember like struggling with physics in school. It felt like I was just cramming formulas all the time.
Yeah, that's definitely a common experience. It sounds like you fell into that trap of rote learning. And actually, PhysicsNC Talks, they kind of critique that whole approach, you know?
Yeah.
They argue that just memorizing like Newton's second law,
right,
without actually understanding the why behind it, it's like, it's almost like trying to speak a language just by memorizing the dictionary.
Right, right. So how do we actually like speak the language of physics then?
Right, exactly. So what this podcast episode suggests, yeah, well, they actually use this cool example of a bicycle to illustrate this point.
Okay.
So they're like, why does a moving bike stay upright but a stationary one falls over, right?
Yeah.
And it all boils down to this concept of angular momentum and how a spinning wheel basically resists changes to its orientation.
I see. So it's not magic. There's actually like a physics reason.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's just one example, right, of how physics is constantly at work all around us.
Yeah.
And the podcast, they go on to mention other examples, like just opening a heavy door, right?
Yeah.
Think about it. It's way easier to push further from the hinges, right? Because of something called torque.
Okay.
It's basically the further away from the pivot point you apply force, the greater that rotational force you generate.
Right. Makes sense. So it's like physics is kind of like hidden in plain sight everywhere.
Exactly. Exactly.
But how do we actually like train ourselves to see that?
Right.
To actually think like a physicist in our everyday lives.
Well, the episode, they actually suggest three key techniques.
Okay.
So first, there's the Feynman technique.
Okay.
And this is where you try to explain a concept as if you were teaching it to a child.
Oh, I've actually heard about this before. It's like, if you can't explain it simply, you don't really understand it yourself.
Exactly. Precisely. It forces you to break down these like complex ideas into their fundamental parts.
Right.
And actually, you know, let me give you an example from the podcast episode itself.
Okay.
They were talking about Newton's second law, that FMA equation. So to explain this, you know, using the Feynman technique, we could say something like, the more massive something is, the more force it takes to make it accelerate.
Okay.
Or to change its motion, right?
Right.
So like imagine pushing a shopping cart, right? Versus pushing a car.
Yeah.
It takes a lot more force to get that car moving.
Oh, wow. That actually makes it so much clearer.
See?
Yeah.
The Feynman technique in action.
Okay.
So the second technique is all about asking what if questions.
Oh, intriguing. What kind of questions are we talking about here?
So instead of just like passively accepting a physics equation,
okay,
you know, just reading it in a textbook,
yeah,
try playing around with it, you know.
Yeah.
So like, what if you double the mass in FMA?
Okay.
What would happen to the force required?
Right.
Or what happens if you remove all friction from a situation?
Mm-hmm.
How would that change the motion of an object?
Right. So it's about getting curious, like experimenting with different scenarios.
Exactly. And then the third technique they suggest is using real life analogies.
Okay.
To make these abstract concepts more tangible.
Yeah.
So the podcast episode mentions like picturing electrical circuits like water pipes.
Okay.
Right. So the flow of water represents the flow of electricity.
Oh, I always struggle with visualizing circuits, but that's actually a really good analogy.
Right.
Like, that makes a lot more sense now.
It's all about finding those connections to things you're already familiar with, right?
Yeah.
And another analogy they mention is visualizing gravity like a stretched rubber band.
Okay.
Pulling you down towards the earth.
Okay. Yeah. I'm starting to see how these techniques can help us, like, see the world differently. Almost like putting on a special pair of physics glasses.
You got it. And PhysicsNC Talks, they argue that this way of thinking,
yeah,
of breaking things down and like looking for those underlying principles, it can actually be applied to so much more than just physics problems.
That's interesting. I'm curious to hear more about that. But before we go on the podcast episode, they actually left listeners with a little bit of a like physics riddle. Are you up for a challenge?
Absolutely. Let's do it. I'm ready to put on my physics thinking cap.
All right. So imagine you're in a car going 60 miles per hour.
Okay.
And the driver suddenly slams on the brakes.
Okay.
There's a bag sitting on the passenger seat. What happens to the bag?
Interesting. Give me a second to think this through.
Yeah, of course. And we'll give our listeners a moment, too, to think about it.
All right. I think I have it. I think the bag would move forward.
That's right. Okay.
But why is that?
What's the physics principle at play here?
So it all comes down to inertia.
Okay.
Which is one of Newton's fundamental laws of motion.
Okay. Break this down for me. Like, I've never heard of Newton before. What's actually happening with that bag?
Okay, sure. So Newton's first law of motion states that an object in motion wants to stay in motion at the same speed and in the same direction.
Right.
Unless acted upon by an outside force.
Okay.
So the bag is moving forward at 60 miles per hour along with the car.
Okay.
Right. And when the car suddenly stops, the bag, it wants to keep moving forward
yeah.
at that same speed due to inertia.
So even though it looks like the bag is being thrown forward.
Right.
It's actually just continuing its, like, original motion.
Exactly, exactly. It's our perception that's kind of tricking us.
Right.
It's a great example of how physics can sometimes defy our intuition.
This is fascinating. So we've talked about the problem with just memorizing formulas.
Right.
We've seen some real-world examples of physics in action.
Yeah.
We even got our brains working a little bit with that car riddle.
Absolutely. And we've even, you know, explored those three techniques that can help us shift from that memorization to true understanding.
Yeah. I'm ready to keep flexing those physics muscles.
I love it.
What else does Physics Sensei Talks have to offer? That car riddle really got me thinking.
Yeah.
Like, it really highlights how these physics principles are just kind of woven into our everyday lives, even if we don't always realize it.
Right.
Like, we wear seatbelts because of inertia,
yeah,
right?
Absolutely. Yeah. If you're in a crash and the car suddenly stops, your body wants to keep moving forward at that same speed.
Right.
And the seatbelt provides that external force to slow you down safely.
Wow. I never even thought about it that way. So understanding these concepts can actually make us safer.
Precisely. And that's what Physics Sensei Talks, you know, they really emphasize.
Yeah.
That they want to empower people to see physics not as like this daunting subject,
right,
but as a practical tool to understand, you know, how things work.
Yeah, it's like having a superpower almost, like being able to
right.
predict how things will behave based on these like fundamental laws.
I like the way you think. And if we connect this back to those techniques that we were talking about before,
yeah.
the Feynman technique, the what if questions, the real life analogies, it all comes down to like actively engaging with the material, right?
Yeah. Instead of just reading about a concept, you need to try explaining it, questioning it, and connecting it to your own experiences.
Right. That's where the real learning happens. Those aha moments where a complex idea suddenly clicks.
Yeah.
You know, maybe you're watching a figure skater spin and you realize it's all about the conservation of angular momentum.
Right.
Or maybe you're trying to open a stubborn jar.
Yeah.
And you instinctively apply more torque by using like a grippy cloth or something, you know?
So it's about being more observant, I guess, like actually seeing the physics happening all around us all the time.
Exactly, exactly. And that brings us back to a point that they made earlier. Physics isn't confined to textbooks.
Right.
It's everywhere. But how do we keep that momentum going?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Even after this dive, how do we continue thinking like physicists in our daily lives?
Yeah, any tips from our physics gurus over at Physics Sensei Talks?
So they encourage us to really nurture our curiosity.
Okay.
Don't just accept things at face value.
Yeah.
Ask why. Ask how. Why is the sky blue?
Right.
How do airplanes fly?
Yeah.
Don't be afraid to dig a little deeper.
And don't just stop at asking questions.
Right.
Physics Sensei Talks also encourages us to actually experiment.
Yeah.
Like you said, the world becomes your laboratory.
Exactly. So if you're learning about gravity, for example, try dropping objects of different masses.
Okay.
Observe how they fall. Or if you're fascinated by optics, experiment with mirrors and lenses. See how they bend light.
So turning everyday experiences into like mini physics experiment.
Exactly. Exactly.
I like that. Okay. So what about when we hit a roadblock?
Right.
Like what if there's a concept that just seems too complex to grasp?
Right.
Any advice for how to tackle those?
Remember the Feynman technique?
Yeah.
Try explaining it to someone else, even if it's just your pet or a houseplant.
Right. If you can break it down into simple terms that anyone could understand, then you've truly mastered it.
Exactly. And don't underestimate the power of those what if questions.
Mm-hmm.
What if gravity worked in reverse?
Interesting.
What if sound traveled faster than light?
Okay.
You know, thought experiments, they can really push the boundaries of our understanding.
Yeah.
They can even lead to new insights and discoveries.
Right.
After all, that's how many scientific breakthroughs have happened throughout history. People asking those what if questions.
That's true. This deep dive has been a real eye opener for me.
Yeah.
Like it's shifted my perspective on how to approach physics. Honestly, how to approach learning anything new.
It's about moving away from that passive learning and embracing an active, inquisitive mindset.
Absolutely. So to wrap things up, are you ready for one final challenge?
Bring it on. I'm feeling like a true physics detective now.
Okay. Think back to that car riddle we discussed.
Okay.
We talked about inertia and how it affects objects in motion.
Mm-hmm.
Now I want you to imagine a slightly different scenario.
All right.
You're in a car that's taking a sharp turn.
Okay, I'm picturing it.
Focus on what your body does during that turn.
Okay.
Does it lean into the turn, lean away from the turn, or stay perfectly upright?
Interesting.
And the key question is why?
My brain is already starting to break down the forces at play here.
Yeah.
I think I have a hunch, but I'd love to hear our listeners' thoughts on this one.
That's a perfect challenge to leave our listener with. It takes what we've learned about inertia and applies it to a new situation, requires them to really think like a physicist to come up with the answer.
It's a great reminder that the physics we've been discussing isn't just theoretical. It's constantly affecting us in the real world.
Right.
From the way we move to the way we experience our surroundings.
We've covered a lot of ground today, but before we wrap up this incredible deep dive into the world of physics, I want to touch on one last point from Physics Sensei Talks.
Okay.
We've been talking about how physics can sometimes seem, like, intimidating.
Right, yeah.
But they really drive home the idea that it doesn't have to be.
Absolutely.
Like, you don't need to jump right into quantum mechanics.
Right.
To appreciate the beauty of physics.
Yeah.
You know, maybe you just start by wondering, like, why is the sky blue?
Mm-hmm.
Or how does a rainbow form?
Right.
What makes a boomerang come back?
Yeah, it's those simple questions that can lead you down this rabbit hole of fascinating discoveries.
Yeah, it's like opening a door to a whole new way of seeing the world.
Exactly, exactly.
You start to notice the patterns, the connections, the way forces and energy matter. It all interacts to create the reality that we experience.
It's like solving this giant puzzle, right?
Yeah.
And physics gives you the pieces and the framework to start putting it all together.
And the best part is, it's a puzzle that never ends.
Right.
There's always more to explore, more mysteries to unravel.
Absolutely.
More aha moments to be had. So, you know, if someone finishes this deep dive,
yeah,
and they're feeling inspired, like they want to learn more about physics, where would you suggest they start?
I'd say start with your own interests. What are you genuinely curious about?
Yeah.
What phenomena have you always wondered about but never quite understood?
Mm-hmm. Maybe they're fascinated by space and they want to learn about black holes and galaxies. Or maybe they're more intrigued by the tiny world of atoms and subatomic particles.
Right. The point is, there's no right or wrong place to start. Just follow your curiosity, ask questions, and don't be afraid to explore.
And you don't need fancy equipment or a degree in physics to, like, make amazing discoveries?
No, not at all.
Sometimes the most profound insights just come from observing the world around you.
Absolutely.
With a curious and open mind.
Exactly. So to our listener, keep questioning, keep exploring, keep thinking like a physicist. You might be surprised by what you discover.
Well, this has been a fantastic deep dive. I've learned so much.
Yeah, me too.
I hope our listener has too.
It's been a pleasure exploring these ideas with you. Until next time.